running a free hotel. With the interest developing at Coranbong, the White Home was a sort of stopping-off place, rather like a free hotel, a situation to which they tried hard to adjust. Ellen White wrote of the heavy burden of entertaining. As preparations were being made to send off Jimmy Gregory and Mr. Collins with the horse and cart to Coranbong, she wrote to Willie. We are supplying them with provisions for a 3-day journey. We are expected to entertain all the saints who come and go, to shelter and feed all the horses, to provide provisions for all who go out, and to lunch all who come in. This would be all very well if it were only an occasional thing, but when it is continual, it is a great wear upon the housekeeper and upon those who do the work. They are continually tired and cannot get rested, and besides this, our purse will not always hold out so that we can run a free hotel. She asked. But what can we do? We do not wish to say no, and yet the work of entertaining all who come is no light matter. Few understand or appreciate how taxing it can be, but if this is our way to help, we will do it cheerfully, and say amen. But it is essential that we donate large sums of money to the work and that we lead out in benevolent enterprises. Is it our duty also to keep a free hotel, and to carry these other burdens? May the Lord give us His wisdom and His blessing, is our most earnest prayer. Within a few days, Ellen White felt remorse and self-condemnation for complaining. Repenting, she bravely wrote, I begrudge nothing in the line of food or anything to make guests comfortable, and should there be a change made in the matter of entertaining, I should certainly feel the loss and regret it so much. So I lay that burden down as wholly unnecessary, and will entertain the children of God whenever it seems to be necessary. It took some doing to feed a family of a dozen or 15 adults, with 2 to 4 visitors nearly every day. Now as the fruit came on, they prepared to move into a heavy canning program. On Thursday, December 20th, as she wrote to Edson and Emma, she gave a little insight into the involvements. Well, we are now in the midst of fruit canning. We have canned 100 quarts, 95 liters, of peaches and have a case more to can. Emily and I rode out 5 miles, 8 kilometers, in the country and ordered 12 cases of peaches, $1 a case. A case holds about 1 bushel, 4 pecks. The ones we canned are the strawberry peach, called the day peach here. Emily has canned 56 quarts, 53 liters, today of apricots, and we have 12 cases yet to can. We did have such a dearth of anything in the line of fruit desirable that we are putting in a good supply. A month later, Ellen White could report, we have canned no less than 300 quarts, 284 liters, and no less than 195 liters, more will be canned some from the peach trees in their little orchard. She commented, if I continue to keep open a free hotel, I must make provision for the same. She reveled in the fruit in the Sydney area, especially the peaches and the grapes.